During the First World War, letter writing was the main form of communication between soldiers and their loved ones, helping to ease the pain of separation. The British Army Postal Service delivered around 2 billion letters during the war. In 1917 alone, over 19,000 mailbags crossed the English Channel each day, transporting letters and parcels to British troops on the Western Front. Censorship dictated what servicemen were permitted to disclose in their letters. However, in practice, men often found ways to impart information, and their letters offer a powerful and highly personal insight into the experience of war. Tonight, I am wearing my I Might thong, a present from my niece in New York. She challenged me to put it on. Well, I'm not too old for a challenge. The rubric stitched in red across the back, but no one needs to know that fact, especially Stanley. Stanley mans the transmitter on the tour, and very gallantly, I'm sure. So, after years of waving patiently at me, I've decided to have him round for tea. It is, in fact, your joy and pride, passed down to you on Grandma's side. But Goldilocks, like many freaks, does not appreciate antiques. She doesn't care. She doesn't mind, and now she plonks her fat behind upon this dainty, precious chair, and crunch! It bursts beyond repair. A nice girl would at once exclaim, "Oh dear, oh heavens, what a shame!" Not Goldilocks. She begins to swear. She bellows, "What a lousy chair!" And use one disgusting word that luckily you've never heard. I dare not write it. Even hinted, nobody would ever print it. Down in the foyer that evening, it's hard to believe it's the same man. Gone are the torn shorts, and in their place a pair of cream chinos worn with a deep blue silk shirt. Brown, open leather sandals complete an attractive picture. What a surprise! A short walk along a crowded and malodorous back street, and we're in a small, dingy restaurant where cleanliness is not a top priority. A long, narrow slit of a room with two bare wooden trestle-type tables and assorted chairs with string seats. The owner, who is also the cook, seems to know Sean well and welcomes us with a big, beaming smile.